Let's talk about the movies that are on this weekend. I see there's some movies lined up.
Yes, we have. It's the weekend, so it's the third weekend of the month when we always have our movies at the old school. And this one we've got on, Saturday the 15th of April at 4:30 p.m, The Fablemans.
What's that about?
This is a film that's directed by Steven Spielberg, and it's a semi-autobiographical coming-of-age drama based on his own childhood.
Right, I've seen a bit about that coming out, so we're going to get to see that in Raglan, that's good.
Yeah, and it's starring Seth Rogen, who's pretty funny, he's usually in a whole lot of comedies, and Michelle Williams.
Yeah, no, that looks really good, that one. I must say, yeah.
Well, when it's coming from Steven Spielberg, it usually is.
Yes, it's usually pretty reliable.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. Now, what else have you got? I see you've got another movie on Saturday as well.
Saturday 15th, 8 o'clock, that's right, A Man Called Otto. And this is, Tom Hanks plays Otto, and it's about a grumpy, isolated widower who's got hardcore principles, strict routines, and a very, very short fuse. So he gives everyone in his neighbourhood a really hard time, but he's sort of like watching over everything like a hawk.
Right.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, that looks good too.
And it's about him sort of like forming an unlikely and quite a reluctant friendship with his new neighbours.
I've seen the trailer for that too. That does look good.
Yeah, and again, Tom Hanks, what could possibly go wrong with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, no, he's reliable as.
He's solid as.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. And then Sunday, we've got The Banshees of Inisherin.
The Banshees of Inisherin, right.
And this was nominated for 9 Oscars and was a BAFTA 2023 winner as well. For Outstanding Film of the Year, Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor, and Best Screenplay.
Where are you standing in the old school, Jacqueline? Because your voice was starting to...
Oh, can you hear me now?
Fizzle a bit. Right now, that bit sounded good.
Okay, I just moved my head a little bit to the right and lost reception.
That's a tricky spot.
I've moved it back to the left, a little bit to the left here, and is that okay?
That's actually working really well. Don't move a muscle.
Okay, I'm not. Okay, so Banshees of Inisherin.
Yes.
Won loads of awards. And it's set on a remote island off the west coast of Ireland, and it follows lifelong friends Padraic and Colm, and so it's Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
So, yeah, another good selection of movies. That's on Sunday at 4:30.
Sunday at 4:30, okay, that's cool. It looks like a good weekend of movies. What about music coming up at the old school in the next few weeks?
You've got a couple of good movies. Well, actually, I just want to say to you, but what's the movies? We also, to run the movies, are run by a team of volunteers. And so I just want to acknowledge and thank all the volunteers that help run these movies, because if we didn't have these volunteers, doing this, we wouldn't have to be able to bring all these movies to the old school. And we also are always looking for volunteers that want to be involved in running the movies.
Make it happen.
Roles are, you can do door sales or work behind the cafe or the bar. There's all training and support provided as well. Then you get to go in and see the movie.
For free?
Yeah. You can even do something like just baking. So we have yummy baking and for sale and everything, made by beautiful bakers. So homemade cooking. So if you're any good at making anything, any baking, you can always just bake us a cake.
Yeah. I think it's good to remind people that the whole shebang is run on volunteer power. We wouldn't have movies in Raglan otherwise.
It totally is. So everyone that comes in and is behind that, behind the door sales and the bar, and they're all volunteering, and they're wonderful and amazing. So we're very, very lucky to have them. So we're always looking for volunteers. So that's definitely a role for movies at the old school. If you're keen to get involved, just send us an email.
Okay. And back to the music. Back to the music. I know that Live and Local's this Friday, but I've got an interview later on about that with Oren, so that we can cover that. But I see there's also something next week.
Yes, so on Thursday, the 20th April, we've got Roman Radinsky, and he is a returning concert pianist. he's an American concert pianist of Ukrainian background. He's a graduate of the Juilliard School in New York, and he's been performing around the world for years, and he's played in about over 100 countries. So he on his tour, when he does go around, he always includes Raglan on his little tour.
We're pretty lucky, I reckon, to have someone with his kind of credentials.
Calibre, totally.
Calibre, yep, yeah, coming totally. To Raglan. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're very lucky. And we've just got our piano tuned yesterday, so it's just sounding magnificent.
Oh, good.
And ready to go. So, yeah, come along for that one. This will probably sell out. It's limited tickets. It's on Thursday, the 20th of April. Doors open 7 o'clock for a 7:30 start.
So just go to the Old School website to book for that, do they?
Yes. Yep. Tickets are online there.
Okay.
Creative Raglan. Yeah.
Okay. And... oh, there's some big events, big art events happening this year, and you're a call out for artists for both of them at the moment, is that right?
Yes, we are. So we have our biannual event, the Raglan Art to Wear, and this is its 20th show. So registrations are open now, and they are, you can just register. So there's one, two, three, four, five section titles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so the actual performance art tour is on the 27th of May, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Raglan Town Hall. And this is always a sold-out event, so May is not... We're heading into April now, mid-April, so not too far away to, you know, get everything in. So if you are thinking about or wanting to be a part of that show, then definitely get your registrations in. I think the registrations close the end of April.
Okay, all right. Get focused, Raglan. Stay focused on the dates.
Yeah.
And
great prizes, amazing prizes by some amazing sponsors. So,
All right. And the other big event?
Raglan Arts Weekend. So we have the registrations are open for Raglan Arts Weekend at the moment.
Yep.
So if you're an artist in Raglan and wanted to be a part of this for this year, 2023, then get in touch again at the you can go online to register for that, or just get in touch with the Old School or Nikki Bishka, register for that, because the registration for that closes soon as well. So.
Okay, Jacqueline, can you tilt your head back to the correct angle for the reception?
Oh, yeah, here we are. You here?
Yeah, I think that's better. Yep.
Okay.
and we just also wanted to talk about the exhibition that's on at the moment as well.
So we have our young artists at the Old School exhibition. So this is the end of the Term 1 Young Artists Multimedia Exhibition workshop that ran, series of workshops that ran for 8 weeks. And so now it's a celebration of their completed work, which includes clay sculptures, collage and charcoal drawings. So that's on at the moment now. So come along and see what amazing artwork that our young artists have created.
And are you doing more of those classes?
Yes, we are. So, but I think they're almost fully booked.
It's always the problem.
So term two will be starting in May, and that's the theme will be Matariki Lights.
But fully booked or probably fully booked? Should people get in touch anyway?
Still get in touch. I think there's a wait list if some people do cancel, and then if not, then we can definitely look at getting you booked in for term three as well.
Right, okay. All right, that's cool. That's cool. Is there anything else you want to mention? I know we've got a limited time this morning, but...
No, that's it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. All good. Yeah,
okay. Well, good to chat to you.
Coming up in May, but we'll talk about that closer to the time.
Yeah. People can only remember so much these days. Our brains are full of information.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. So, this Friday, Live and Local, and on the weekend, movies.